today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
How many of you remember playing the game You It? Yes, you heard it right, You It. Here's how it went. A group of youth would get together and one person would be selected to be it. That person would chase everyone around, and when he caught and tagged someone else, they were it. The person who had just become it had to now chase the others, and when he caught them, they became it. The game went on and on like that until everybody was it or everyone quit. Sometimes the person selected had to remain it because they could not catch others and tag them so they could become it. Have you ever been it? Have you ever been promoted at work? Have you ever been chosen to be the leader of a group? Have you ever been chosen to sing the lead song? Have you ever been chosen to give the keynote address? Are you the one leading the family? Each day, people are selected to stand out in the crowd. When that happens, you are it. When you get selected or tagged to be it, you can't hide because everybody knows you're it. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verses 20 through 22, it is written, "And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come together, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the tribe of Matri was chosen. And Saul, the son of Kish, was chosen. But when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore, they inquired of the Lord further, 'Has the man come here yet?' And the Lord answered, 'There he is, hidden among the equipment.' Saul had been chosen and anointed to be commander over God's inheritance. He was chosen to be king. He had been instructed on what he needed to do and where he needed to be. When the time came to make it known to everyone, he hid. He was overcome with the thought of responsibility. He hid himself amongst the military supplies. God had tagged Saul. Samuel told him and the tribe of Israel that Saul was it. Guess who else God has chosen? Don't look around. Yes, you are it. Are you hiding from God? He knows exactly where you are and will point you out just as he did Saul in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 22. Whatever he has chosen you to do, he will give you his power to accomplish it. You are it. You can't chase anyone down and tag them. This is your race to run. This is your song to sing. This is your job to have. This is your family to raise. This is your group to lead. This is your day to rule. You have been chosen. You are it." These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.